Hi, I'm Angela.
I'm Anaya.
And I'm Michaela, and this is season 4 of Girl Truth, where we give you the inside scoop on the teenage Black girl experience. And today we have a special guest, an Avalor alum, Jenna Lee.
Welcome.
Yes. Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Okay, so on today's episode, we'll talk about the Black and brown girl experience in the classroom. Each of us have a different perspective, so we'll start with you, Michaela. What kind of high school did you go to?
I went to an African Center High School located in Uptown Philly. It's called Imhotep Charter. It is a sports school for me because I play basketball. So, But it has good education and good extracurriculars. They actually has a group of STEM students go to Ghana recently this year. Last year. So they have good things coming out of the school. But being in a mostly like Black school, it comes with pros and cons. You know, the pros is just being around people, your people, and, you know, feeling comfortable being yourself. But, you know, the cons is learning if you get to learn in that type of classroom environment, you know, being judged by some of the girls and maybe some of the staff, and just overall, like, it's a lot to deal with in a Black environment. You know,
I actually have a quick question following up with the judging. So since I go to a primarily white school, for us to be, it's probably like 20 Black girls, right? And so for us, normally there's that initial like stare or like of judge that you're not sure if they like you as a friend or if they don't like you at all. So I'm wondering how that is when you're surrounded by Black girls and if that's a similar experience for you.
For me, it was really about like, you know, who got the better clothes or Instagram followers or hair, like some of the smallest things that really didn't matter, but you'll be categorized there, like it'll be popular girls, you're weird over there, like, so that's where the judgmental thing came in. And me being tall, you know, and a new student because I was a transfer, that was some challenging things, like people just comment on my height. Not that I cared, I probably cared a little too much to a point where like I would try to address certain things, but it eased up after a while, but yeah, that was my experience on it.
Okay, so with me also going to an all-Black school, I will say it has been an experience going to mathematics, civics, and sciences, and it showed me the enjoyment of being around people of my color and just being comfortable and with learning and wanting to learn, not feeling embarrassed for learning. But I will add on that when it does come to that, a lot of people are not going to have the same mindset as me. So being in an all-Black school, we feel as though that we have a lot of freedom and it's not really important to learn. So I will add that on there for a con. But also, I would say my school did bump into a big conflict with closing and everything. And it happened recently out of nowhere. So I had to, like, switch my whole life around because me being a junior, it has been very shaky, and
this is the most important year.
Yes, the most important year. So going into like senior year, it's like, wow, like I can't just get up and switch and graduate with people I don't even know. So speaking on people that I don't even know, I ended up transferring to Nazareth Academy, which is a mostly white school.
Yeah, so she joined my team, guys.
Yeah, so it's like I do know most of the three other Black girls who do attend to the school. But on top of that, everything switched for me. It's like I have been to a school with white people before, but this is like totally different. There is no mix, like not a lot. So speaking on to that, I will say it definitely changed my mindset to want to be stronger and want to have the same mindset of me wanting to learn in an all-Black school, but go harder in an all-white school because it's been looks. It's been, oh, your hair was pretty. Like, I know I'm going to get stuff like that, and I'm going to have conflicts in a white school, but it's definitely been a big switch.
Yeah, so going into the switch, I do go to a primarily white school, and I've probably been in this school for about 8 years, and I can say that I can agree with the experiences that you're going through. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things, especially being humbled by just being coming from an all-Black school. It's normally just like, okay, we have these little judgments and little dramas, and then it's like totally different spectrum because you don't want to be seen as ghetto or loud right. to fit in with white people. And as much as we want to say that we don't code switch or whatever, you do. Yes. And it's like...
Naturally.
And it's like, sometimes you have to.
Like, yeah, to protect yourself and just not even just like yourself in like a defensive way, just to make sure that you're getting the same amount of learning as everyone else and just respected in the same level as white people.
Right.
I know for me, like, there's the whole... if you're whitewashed or if you're not in my school, going to a primarily white school. So I know that may be different from an all-black school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, so you're trying to appeal to the white people or you're trying to fit in with the black people. And it's just never a common ground. And I feel like that's like probably the biggest struggle that since you're just getting in, you might not notice it right away, but you will over time. And it's just... everything is different. Like, you're constantly the sort that, like, you're sticking out in, like, every single classroom, conversation. You just
stick out anyway.
I will add on to that. Me just being Angela, it's always been, I'm going to do me. I'm going to be as smart as I can be. I'm going to always be at top of the class. But I'm always going to be my authentic self. There's nobody can change me for who I am. I will say that. And before I do, ask Juna Lee, what is her experience in her high school years? And how did she overcome her story? I will just add on that... what Anaya was saying about the different types of black girls and how you can get looked at, you can definitely notice it off the rip. Like, there's different types. And then it's like, there's me. So, like, where do I want to fit in at? And I don't know. I would just say it's like, I hate that people want to put an image on us to say, like, oh, yeah, I think you should do this just because this is where we're at. And it has been people who said that to me, but I don't want to start any drama, but it's like, I know who I am. Exactly. So,
create your own lane.
So it's like, regardless of where I'm getting my education from, yes, I'm going to always be respectful. Yes, I'm going to do what I have to do. But while I'm doing it, I'm going to be me. So going into that,
we want to ask you, how was it the challenges coming from Puerto Rico to Philadelphia, which I'm assuming it's totally different. What are some challenges or, like, what was the difference from you coming here?
Well, besides learning the language, English, because I didn't know much. I just knew a few words. I would say I had the mental pressure of making my parents proud, making my whole family proud. I was constantly pushing myself to be the best, to be as perfect as I could, which is impossible because no one is perfect. Everyone has, you know, makes mistakes and, you know, doesn't have that, you know, mindset of I have to be perfect. But for me, I was mentally exhausted because every test, every group project, every, you know, solo project, I had to do the best I could just because of who I was. You know, I'm Latina. I come from a family that expects a lot from me. Not necessarily in a strict way, but more in a let's make every single sacrifice, you know, worth it. Let's, you know, value it. Do not waste time. If you're not studying, find, I don't know, a scholarship, find a job, find a opportunity.
Something to do.
Exactly. In my case, founding a business.
Yes.
About something that I love. Which started it all with because my high school is CTE. CTE is career and technical education. So in my high school, I chose fashion design. You know, there was culinary, fashion design, graphic design. And I chose fashion, and it was my opportunity to not only evolve as a fashion designer, but also as a person, you know, shape my values, learn everything I could. And I took that not as a barrier, but more as an opportunity to, you know, learn and become someone that I would be proud of.
Yes. Yeah. And with that being said, because I also have siblings too, so I can definitely agree to a lot of things that you're saying. And I also want to add on that I really love that we, even though that we're all different races, we all have a strong backstory to say why exactly I want to finish out strong and want to do so many things in life. But I love that you did add on about your siblings, because with me, it's like I'm the same way. It's like I have to do everything I can because I'm the oldest. It is like you have to keep pushing and
me
pushing
too.
And pushing. Like, yes. Like,
I know the thing.
I can't mess up in any type of way. So I am glad that you spoke on that.
Okay, so I wanted to follow up what Angela said just about making your parents proud. Definitely for them making a sacrifice for you. Me being like a Black girl, we're totally different, but we have so much things alike, especially being girls of color. There's always that want to be good for your parents or make sure you're doing the best for your parents. So I can definitely agree with that. And I'm sure we all have a certain point where we're just like, oh, I need to make sure I'm doing good on this test because like, this is just what my grade needs. Mm-hmm. I need to do better. And you end up becoming valedictorian, so we want you to talk more about that because that's an amazing accomplishment. Definitely coming from...
Yeah, that's number one in your class.
Yeah. Learning a new language and then, like, giving a speech. This is just a whole...
It was shocking. I mean, my counselor called me and she told me and I couldn't believe it. And to this day, I still can't believe it. I don't know. I studied a lot those 4 years. I took college credits on 12th grade. So it was shocking, but I was also aware of, you know, all the studying that I had to do and, you know, adapting to high school and adapting to the environment, the people, the system. So it was very challenging, but it wasn't a limit for me to become valedictorian.
Okay, so Jenilee, I have a question for you. I wanted to know, like, do you feel like the school system, Philadelphia school system, provided you with enough, like, help and support, or do you feel like you had to get it from the mud, like, you had to really work on your own and do things your way?
So, I think the system was great compared to the Puerto Rican educational system. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really complain. They had, when I first came here, my middle school had a language assessment specialist, who evaluated my English, and I was blessed to stay on the same grade because when you are an immigrant, they, you know, usually you have to go grades behind.
Yeah.
And so I was blessed for that.
Oh, yes.
Because then I wouldn't be in college right now, or maybe I would be a freshman. So I was very blessed, not only for that, but also because I had people around me who guided me through the whole process of how was everything.
Yeah.
You know, how everything worked. They had iPads to complete homeworks, which was insane to me because it's like, wow, like this is so easy.
Yeah.
They have like, literally they can do a lot for their education. Like there's no excuse for you to not do your homework.
Yes. I don't even mean to like break you off, but it's like, wow, like we have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, we take it for granted, definitely. Yes. And it's nice to hear from someone else's perspective because it's like we normally take this for granted. We're like, oh, like the phone, the iPad, and our education system, and we normally complain about it, but there is some things that we should look at and be like, wow, like we are blessed to have this. And it's really nice for someone to like kind of check your reality for some sense to like know what we do have. And I really like appreciate you for that because not only may it help us, but the listeners as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it really shows that, like, you know, she went to Dobbins, so a lot of people would say, like, oh, they're not even teaching us nothing, or they're not even talking about nothing, but, like, she literally came from a whole nother country and excelled and became valedictorian.
So we have no excuse.
So it's, like, it's a focus thing. Like,
I have to say that, you know, you can't get fooled by the environment that Dobbins is in because they have amazing teachers.
Yeah.
Like, those teachers... shout out to them. Like, they are the best teachers I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, they literally, like, teach They teach you and they make sure that you learn and that you get everything. So they have amazing teachers, and you know, I am very grateful for them.
Yeah, and they have a lot of trades. What do you call them? Or what would you call them? Trades. Like, you know, culinary. They got all types of, like, that's a big school, like 8 floors or something like that. And you have nice things coming out of it.
One thing I would want to add on that I actually don't tell anybody about is that, like, in my gap year, coming from the school I went to since, like, 5th grade, I had to go to a different school, like the in the middle of freshman year, I would say. And yes, it was a school in my neighborhood. So I attended to Frankfort High. And that's what it like popped in my head when you said that the teachers are so amazing, because for the short amount of time that I was there, I was able to learn so much and be the only student paying attention for what the school was. But it's like when you see so many people say, oh, this school is horrible, it's really like the kids around them and treating the teacher so bad, not wanting to come to class, not wanting to learn. When it's like they had so much to offer. They had fairs and stuff for them to find jobs. They had everything set for them. And it's like for me to know that I was not going to stay there long, it just made me realize like, wow, like y'all don't want to learn everything here. Like that, but it just made me be grateful and want to talk how I am now to the people who's listening, that you don't have to like sit around and not want something for yourself and not want better. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. Like, there's good teachers out here who actually want you to learn, who actually care. Everybody is not always against you. Like, y'all hear her story. She overcame so much, and it's like she wasn't even born in Philadelphia.
And honestly, it's all up to your perspective, because as much as you want to say, oh, these teachers are bad, you're not even taking advantage of the opportunities you're presented with. You came here and you looked at it like in the brightest picture ever, and people are here sitting around knowing that it could be worse for them, and they're not taking advantage of these things that they have. And honestly, hopefully this brightens their eyes just a bit and realize that we do have a lot and we are able to learn and want to learn. Like, honestly, it's all about the want.
We're not here to bore y'all. We are here to motivate y'all. All our stories are so strong.
Yeah. It's all about the want. You have to want to learn. You have to want to do better for yourself. And seeing that you wanted that and you achieved more than I'm sure imaginable, since that was surprising for you to be valedictorian, I'm just glad that and proud of you for coming so far, especially with people who complain about the system.
Thank you. I'm proud of all of us.
I'm proud of all of us.
I'm proud of everyone out there listening who can actually agree to what we're talking about in our stories.
Definitely.
And we all got different paths and plans. So I have a research. I want to know what y'all think about it. It says students in majority black schools had been 9 months behind their white peers, and now the gap is a full 12 months. Wow. So like, how y'all feel about that?
What?
So I guess I'll talk from it from my perspective, being a black student in a primarily white school. Coming from the switch, I definitely noticed, because I was ahead when I was in my primarily black school. I was ahead, and they were like, I think that you need to put her in a different class because of this. And then I came into my white school, and it was like I was at the level I was supposed to be at. So it was definitely, I can see how they want themselves, as much as like racism may seem, the system is, they want primarily white student, like schools and students, to do better. And they set them up so that that can happen. The amount of AP programs that I have in my white school than there was in the primarily black school is totally different.
This topic is actually like, it just opened up my eyes a little bit, because with me switching from a black school to a white school, I bumped into the situation recently. Like, I just started at my new school. Yeah. And I will say, in my old school, it's like they tell you so many times throughout the day, this is the best. Like, this is the best of the best. And y'all should be grateful for what y'all have as black students. But it's like, from me moving from a black school to a white school, I had little things like, I'm in honors chem because I learned it at my old school. So it was like, wow, I feel really proud of myself, which I still do. But then I realized what I'm surrounded around. I am a junior at this state. And most of my classes, I will say that there's a sophomore around. And I wouldn't say that my school isn't like, oh, yeah, this grade goes with this grade. It's more so like through a college experience. So when I do see that it's a little differently, and I wonder, I was like, well, why am I in this class with this student if I'm a junior? So moving forward, is this like Hold on, sorry. It's like, it was kind of confusing to me because as a Black student, why wasn't I already learning this? Why am I not with the other juniors as I should be? But I'm grateful for everything that I have been offered, wherever the case may be. But it really opens my eyes a little bit because as a Black student, why wasn't this being taught to us the correct way? Because when I walk into a different environment, it's, oh, I don't know how you were taught, but like that's what I will hear constantly. So it kind of downs me a little bit because why was it like that for us?
Yeah. Okay, so Jenilee, how do you feel about this statistic?
I mean, one always have to be grateful for what they have.
Yeah, it's always grateful.
And, you know, get used to what you are given. But yeah, there's definitely some situations where you are like, but what is this? I'm supposed to be here. And I'm giving it all, all of me. Mm-hmm. And it's very unfair in some situations, but there's other situations where it's like, you know, you have to put more work into what you're doing and be more focused and, you know, get as, you know, as many opportunities as you can
for yourself, definitely.
Because it's not easy for us at all, regardless of you being Latina or being a African American girl. We're sitting here shopping for our life for certain things when we shouldn't have to, and it should come easily to us. But my thing is, we always have to strive and fight a little more, do a little bit more, do a little bit more extra credit just to get past. When I know I see white people get past without anything, have stuff already provided for them without accent. So, you know, I don't mean to get tightened up, but hey,
we have to prove ourselves constantly, and it's very sad. And you know, I don't see things, you know, in that sense changing. And that's why we all in the next generations of Black girls and Latina girls and all minorities, you know, give it our all and, you know, keep demonstrating that, you know, it's worth the trying, you know, trying to give us that, you know, that place of us demonstrating what we can do. So, yeah.
That's why it's so important that we have talks like these and podcasts like Evelor, you know, and programs so that we can all hear each other's stories and we can understand, because it's only for us to speak about it so that it can be heard. Exactly. We have to have conversations like this, as difficult as it may seem and as much as it may seem we're complaining, but no, nothing's going to change if we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And people are only going to know what they hear. So it's like, I'm really glad that we're talking about it, because this is a whole different generation, a whole different ballgame. So regardless of if it being the same for a couple years past, it's like, we want to be to change. We want certain stuff like this to change, because it shouldn't have to be this way at all.
Yeah, definitely. To close up this episode, I want to ask you guys a quick question. Being a girl of color and recently the high school experience, what is a piece of advice you would give a girl that was in your position due to the change?
A piece of advice I would give is to be patient and stay confident in yourself, because, you know, you need your brain.
Yeah, definitely.
I will say, don't let anything around you try to affect you in any type of way. I'm a heavy Christian girl, so I will say that if God has put a path among you, then you should follow it. But with me, ever since I've been following that path, nobody has been able to come against me. So what I will say is, if you have that plan set for you to success, I will say follow it. Don't let anybody try to come against you to tell you what you're doing wrong if it doesn't seem right to them. Because in the long run, you're going to be doing better than them.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, Jenilee.
I would tell them to not overthink every decision, every thought they have, to believe in themselves and to avoid the noise and keep thriving.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for you guys' advice. And hopefully there's a little girl out there who takes this and takes it to heart. So we hope that educating you on our experience in the classroom brings awareness and can overall create an environment where we can learn in peace. We want to learn, but we can't without having our basic needs met. So, Jenilee, how about you shout yourself out and where we can find you and your business?
Yeah, cool. My Instagram is @je.sewing. That is my fashion business. So,
Yeah, go support check her out.
Yes, cute support. Scrunchies.
Yes, cute things. And where you can find us at is at The Evalore House on Instagram. And go check out our website, evalorehouse.org, and donate to our cause of helping underserved teens of color. And that's it for episode 2 of Girl Truth. Anaya out.
Angela out.
Kay out.
Jenilee out.